Okay, from global warming to something kind of steamy. In Las Vegas, the annual Consumer Electronics Show is wrapping up. That's where tech businesses roll out their latest gadgets. But right next door is another expo that happens at about the same time each year, the Adult Entertainment Expo. And you might be surprised to learn just how connected the two events actually are. Our tech contributor Shenny Jardin reports.
200,000 attendees at the annual Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, wandered through aisles jammed with an endless array of new gadgets. There were giant high-def TVs and cool new games.
Tennis Pro! Players, take your places.
Walking through the halls is sensory overload, and the convention stretches out over multiple sites.
Boom. As soon as you hit rent, it starts.
This is a very kitchen-friendly unit. If you spill yogurt...
But right next door to one of them is another expo, and this one's for the porn industry.
Clone Willy is a kit that allows you to make a rubber replica of your penis. Just
believe it or not, CES and the Adult Entertainment Expo once took place under the same roof, then split apart around 2001. There's still a lot of crossover. AVN stands for Adult Video News, which holds an award show for porn stars during this expo. This CES attendee, who didn't want to give his name, says he and his co-workers have a tradition of hacking their way into the porn parties.
There are secret back alleys that you can use to get around all the security and pop up right in the middle of the AVN Awards. AVN has always been the flip side to CES for us.
And there are good business reasons for the crossover, too. New York-based publicist Peter Shankman has represented both technology companies and porn companies, and he comes here to do business in both worlds.
Any technological advance that we've had in the past 50 years has come from porn.
Those advancements include things we now take for granted, like pay-per-view movies, even videotapes and DVD. But there are also a lot of porn-specific gadgets over at the Adult Expo, like erotica for your iPod.
Am I going to have to kiss you again to shut you up?
And a life-sized scary robot with interesting attachments. Tomcat is the webmaster for kink.com, a fetish website where the robot performs.
He's an intense-looking thing, but he's a lover, certainly not a fighter, and his hands are, you know, the pleasure part of him for sure.
So it's easy to see why techies come here to the Porn Expo, but do Porn Expo attendees head in the other direction? Kinsey is a porn star with DVDSuperstar.com. She says, absolutely.
Everything is internet. If you don't have the internet, if you don't have MySpace, if you don't have a website, you're basically still under a rock. So I definitely think plays a big, big role. So many performers make extra cash and promote themselves by having a website, so it's really important.
The porn show's host, AVN, estimates that the adult industry is worth $13 billion worldwide. Some debate that figure, but judging by the activity here, it's a big business either way. And people have to find something to watch on those wall-sized plasma screens and video phones from the CES. For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.